Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Stuck. Like, I think I have some food. I'm serious. I think I have some food stuck in my lap band. I'm dead serious.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This is Harry Kane.
Block it.
Can Harry Kane do it? Can he save a nation?
No.
It is his magical moment to be had.
And James Strebel.
He moves in.
Yes!
He's blocked, but he follows it up with a goal.
No.
And there's the moment.
That's it.
Kane does it.
That's it.
There's the moment.
There it is.
Bleep offense.
I'm out of the pool.
Bleep offense.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I like the Kentucky Wildcats, but I hate America.
Wow. Wow.
Sit here.
All right, let's go. It's The Take. It's a Thursday, and oh, do we have things to talk about right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app, wherever you may be. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. As we fire that baby up, I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you until 6 o'clock here on ESPN Louisville. James Strebel's rocking the red and black, black and red until he's dead.
That's right.
He's hanging out. Jackie Grossman back
Hello,
at the
ladies.
Station. Fellas, good afternoon. What a dizzying day today has been.
It has been. I'm still kind of off kilter a
Jack,
little bit
as
from
we
today.
As we were going on the air, Strebel says, TJ Walker's even been in my DMs. So that's the kind of show it's been.
Yeah.
Of course, Jack has to be very tired after doing an hour of sports talk radio with Jeff Greer last hour.
Yes, he
How
did.
How about that?
Yeah, little Jeff Greer and Jack Grossman.
Little Jack Grossman. So he's tired out for today. He's done. He'll be done.
Never.
By the time we get to 3:30, 4 o'clock, he'll be too tired.
He won't be able to talk. He won't be able to ask any questions about Indiana.
He's going to miss the drive time because he was on earlier today with Greer.
He'll be sleeping.
How about that?
A little nap.
A little nap.
Need a pillow, Jack?
A little sleep. Oh, goodness. Okay, so we are in the midst of radio hell right now.
Yeah.
This is how the show needs to start today. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At some point, is it Dyer Rosenthal? How the hell do you say DeRay?
DeRay,
why
yeah.
can you say this name and I sound like I'm from Pikeville? How do you say his name?
DeRoy?
Is it DeRoy?
DeRoy?
DeRoy. So he's at some point today, I think during the show, we'll get that official announcement.
That'd be great.
We'll have Rick Bozich at 5 o'clock. We love Rick Bozich. We'll talk with him. He's from WDRB. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour like we do every single Thursday. We will take your text, 437-9680, okay?
Yeah.
I want to start a beef with Blank and Ennis today, like sooner rather than later. Is that okay?
Against each other or us against them?
Us against them.
Okay,
so
I'm ready for it.
We have that, okay?
Yeah.
we have Rummage having an odd take and then going after you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I was blindsided by this.
So Strebel was blindsided by Rummage today, and then State of Louisville, who they like us, but they suck up to Maben Rummage.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we'll get to that, because I think there are some things that need to be said about that.
Okay.
So Strebel was sideswiped today, Rummage mocking him how Cal didn't know his name, and how Maben has text and coffee with Chris Mack.
Yeah, it's So does Rummage.
But I need to tell people, because if they're not on social media or didn't hear that, you know, few minutes on their show at, you know, 11 o'clock today, they don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
They're not in the weeds. So Strebel has been besmirched today. And at 4 o'clock today, if we can make it to 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I have a surprise for you.
You do have a surprise for me? Well, how about that?
And it's going to make you very happy.
It's a surprise Thursday.
And here's what it's not.
Okay.
It's not like like a PS5 or like a six pack. It's not like it's not tangible. It's not tangible.
I can't hold it.
But it.
It's not material.
You've always been able to hold it.
Yeah.
That's been, listen, they talked about that going all the way back to Campbell's Dump.
Yeah.
By the way, you played college football. Rummage didn't. We can dive into that.
Yeah.
You were more of an athlete than Rummage. And he needs to understand that.
Yes.
He needs, he needs to understand that.
I was
that.
On a collegiate football team, albeit NAIA, but I'm collegiate.
So we have all of that, okay?
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, in the midst of this pile of summer radio manure that we have today.
That's what it is.
Okay? In the middle of it, we have Mick Cronin's brother, Dan Cronin, being gotcha on Twitter about Marcus Carr by a fake Mark Blankenbaker Twitter account.
I'm so happy.
So when you add all of these secret potions.
Yeah.
These secret potions.
Like an elixir.
Like an elixir. Jack Grossman, just like an elixir, okay?
Yeah.
And you add it all together, okay? You get, in the very end, a scuttle that started at 11 o'clock or so from Dan Cronin, Mick Cronin's brother, who's a bald, fat guy on Twitter. That's what he calls himself, who Cooper probably has smoked many cigars with.
Yeah.
We have him in the middle of, did Louisville get Marcus Carr? We have a fake sheriff account. And that's what we have. And it's beautiful.
I'm glad.
Were you awake for it last night?
Yeah, I saw it.
I can't remember. The bourbon was flowing last night.
Understand.
Your boy went to bed. It was more of a pass out than a go to bed. You understand?
Right. I've been there multiple times.
You've been there last night, today, tomorrow. Yeah, every single day.
Probably tonight.
So that is where we are. We are sitting in the abyss of, I have a gift for Strebel.
Yeah.
We have a little Rick Bozich that's going to be mixed in.
Yeah, a little sprinkle in some Rick Bozich. Yeah.
We have Strebel being swiped.
Yeah.
I have a gift for Strebel, and we have Dan Cronin reporting big news on Marcus Carr. And it's, here's the only thing I could think was this. If Louisville doesn't get the kid and he goes to Texas.
Yeah.
Which, you know, someone like Jeff Greer thinks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got something for Greer in a second.
Oh, Greer.
It's yes.
I do a little something for Greer.
I do just a little bit.
Okay.
By the way, the softball team lost by 20 some odd runs.
I know. We asked Jack for the update.
The best
this
players
morning.
Are these random interns that Diener thinks are DFH workers.
Yeah, Ty, the new intern.
Yeah, he thought again that Ty was the AC guy.
Yeah.
No, Ty's the guy carrying the softball team to a 23-point loss.
Tagging people out at home or whatever.
What the hell were we talking about?
Oh, you're talking about that we had the elixir going and, you know, we're sprinkling some Bozich. We got some Dan Cronin stuff mixed in there, too. It's a whole bunch of nonsense today.
I can't even remember what I was saying now. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But that's where we are today with Marcus Carr news. Oh, here's what I was going to say. Here's what I was going to say. The first thing I thought of was, if the kid goes to Texas or anywhere else,
right?
Like, Louisville couldn't just not get him. They had to not get him, but they had to be teased by Dan Cronin.
And fake blank.
Like, if you think, Grossman, you want to be teased, okay? And the guy, it's a fat, bald guy, as he calls himself, a handicapper. I need to get his picks.
Yeah.
Because after he tweeted that out, he's talking like pick fives. Like, he went right back to handicapping.
Damn, that's pretty good. Maybe he's pretty good at it, too.
I guess. I know nothing about that. And so, you know, I even had to text your boy Scotty D about this.
Oh, you did?
Because, you know, he's
friends with the Cronin.
Me and Scotty D have beefed over the Mick Cronin take.
You all have,
which
yes.
Ennis stole, and everyone now contributes to Ennis, and I'm walking away from that fire.
Right. I just, you know. They might have the number one team in the country this year.
Yeah, and they made the Final Four last year.
Yeah, Johnny Zuzang's back. That's a big deal.
They nearly won the national title.
Yes,
besides that, combined with being maybe the top team team in the country. So I'm all in on Mick Cronin now. So I'm pro Dan Cronin.
And you love Mick Cronin.
I'm pro Mick Cronin.
Yeah.
In any sort of way.
We back the Cronin brothers here.
That's where we are. Yeah. But, I mean, out of all the people, if you're midnight, you wake up, honey, you wake up. She's like, why is my husband stirring around so much in bed?
Giddy and sweating.
And he's being tantalized by Dan Cronin, bald fat guy, handicapper. That's sports talk radio on July 8th. Man, that's where we are. If we ever needed a football season to get here, it's now.
Right now.
We have hit the everyone needs to know on this Thursday, we have hit the wall.
It's a smack dab in the wall. And I was reading the replies to it. I didn't know how he got until today. So I have to admit, when I saw it, I got a little nervous. I saw that as like, hold on, Dan Cronin.
Wait, put it up at ESPN 680. Did you initially believe Dan Cronin's report on Marcus Carr, yes or no?
I did for about 5 minutes.
Because I contend if people were being serious, they would. Can I pause you and read what actually happened?
Absolutely, let's
go. You ready for this?
What's the timeline?
Hang on. Let me get Dan Cronin. Let me fire this up here.
Okay, fire up the old cell phone.
Fire up the old cell phone. Hang on just a second.
Get the bald fat guy.
There's some things on here.
Oh, are there some things?
You know how it is. There's things on. You got to sift through.
It's a little messy sometimes.
Yeah,
I understand. You never know what might pop up, and you know.
Why can't I find this? Why can't I find Dan Cronin here? Sorry. No, this is bad radio. I saw it just a second ago. Was a bald fat guy Grossman? Do you happen to have it?
Isn't it bald? It. Bald guy racing?
Bald
maybe.
It's not bald guy racing. It doesn't matter. Here it is. He tweeted out Marcus Carr. This is Dan Cronin, Dr. Keeneland Dan at fall. Fat bald guy racing. R A C I N. I guess the one with the G was taken. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Marcus Carr to Louisville is huge news for them. That was tweeted out at about 9:40. I saw it at, you know, probably closer to 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was.
About 10 o'clock is when I saw that. And so that picked up steam. Our buddy Chris Hatfield did journalism.
Oh, he did?
I mean, I don't know where Sullivan's at.
Is Sullivan?
Timmy Sullivan, we don't need a Bob Baffert. No. We need fat, bald guy racing. That's the job now. It's not Baffert.
It's
fat, bald guy racing.
On Twitter.
That's what it is. So he tweets out, Marcus Carr to Louisville is huge news for them. A guy by the name of Kosher Bruin.
Kosher Bruin. Okay, what did Kosher Bruin have?
Who is a UCLA fan.
Okay.
Tweets out, retweets the fake Blankenbaker account.
Oh, yes.
The Blankenbaker account, UCLA, hang on just a second. No, I apologize. I need to apologize. I need to go back. Hang on just a second. Kosher Bruin is followed by Dan Cronin.
Okay.
And so when the fake Blankenbaker comes out and tweets that Marcus Carr has committed to Louisville per source. A massive get for the Louisville program and a huge statement by Chris Mack. This guy's the hero.
Yeah, he is.
The fake Mark Blankenbaker tweets out Marcus Carr has committed to Louisville, a massive get for the Louisville basketball program, and a huge statement by Chris Mack. Kosher Bruin retweets that.
Okay.
And says, when Mark Blankenbaker says it, it's true. Thank you, Mark.
Oh.
Dan Cronin is friends with Kosher Bruin.
That's how it got to him.
That's how it happened.
So that's the levels of separation. That's how it got from fake blank to Dan Cronin, brother of Mick Cronin, UCLA head basketball coach.
Now, Rummage is sending all the different envelopes he got from colleges. So I don't know if he played for a college, but he tweeted that at you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't see
Vandy. Yeah, but was it a scholarship or was it a, you know?
Hey, I had a few of those.
Was it a Satterfield scholarship or, you know? Yeah.
I had a few of those. I had one from Michigan and I had one from Northwestern.
Look at you, Northwestern.
And one from Harvard.
I mean, you're not smart. I mean, come on.
I did.
Smart enough to be at Northwestern or Harvard.
No, maybe not. But
you're not smart enough to admit that you're not smart enough to be at Harvard.
I could have done it.
I could have done it.
Yeah, but I got those are the biggest. Yeah,
I could have done it.
Those are the biggest like letters I received. It was just interest. So, it wasn't scholarship.
Rummage did used to look like back in the day, like the guy on the football high school movie.
Yeah, like in Varsity
right?
Blues
yeah,
or something.
He did have a little
like
bit
a Varsity
of that
Blues
to him.
Character.
He really did. He looked completely different. Anyway, so that's where we are with Marcus Carr.
Okay,
and I gotta believe, even though it's funny now, I do wonder what it does to the psyche of Louisville fans.
Because it's terrible.
You want in the back of your mind a guy who is, at least if nothing else, on the outsides of college basketball. His brother, though, the head coach of UCLA.
Yeah.
Not the outsides. He's not like inner circle, but he's on the fringe somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
That a guy who would obviously hear something like that.
Yeah.
Okay? It leaks through different people that Dan Cronin, like that's what you wanted to believe. And now that our guy Chris Hatfield does the journalism that Tim Sullivan did not do.
He failed us.
Okay?
Tim Sullivan failed us.
And find out that he may have been got by a fake Blankenbaker account. It is the peak. And I don't know how we, listen, I was going to say, I don't know how we beat it. You can save that, Grossman. I don't know any other way to say it.
Or maybe like, outdo it.
A couple weeks ago, that's probably better. A couple weeks ago, we had the BBN catfish.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yes, this
it
is
was
a different
funny,
level.
But this is an entirely different level.
Yeah.
Where I have to think last night, if you were awake and you saw it on social media, there had to be a small percentage that you went to bed last night feeling better about Marcus Carr than you did at 8 o'clock at night last night.
Imagine,
am I wrong?
No,
there?
You're not.
Because I felt differently about it.
As a Kentucky fan, I would have.
Yeah, I'm like, oh well, Dan Cronin's heard from basketball people. Oh, that kid's going to Louisville. You know how it is.
Oh yeah,
you hear things all the time. Oh, that kid's. I mean, there's a nice amount of that seemingly with Marcus Carr in Texas. You know, he's going to Texas.
It's a given.
Probably going to Texas.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know, so I have no information here. But just that moment. That we have Dan Cronin, we have a fake blanket, I mean, not U of L sheriff. That guy's the hero.
He is the
like,
hero.
Out of all of the time and effort he put in to probably put out a bunch of bad, corny tweets that didn't get anybody.
Right.
His moment was last night. The fake Blankenbaker account, his moment was last night.
Oh, yeah.
Where he fooled not Tim Sullivan, not Eric Crawford, not Rummage and Maben or me or NS or you. Or anybody else, he fooled Dan Cronin, which set off
a chain reaction
that you went to bed feeling better about Marcus Carr. What crap!
Punch in the
and
gut.
That's why we're in the sewer.
Yeah,
right now.
Oh, we are. Yeah,
that's where we are in July.
Yeah.
My goodness.
No, that's. I saw it last night for about 5 minutes. I was like, well, damn. I was like, Louisville's going to be pretty good. I was like, they're going to be. You know, it might be closer to a 7-point Kentucky win than a 15-point Kentucky win if they get Marcus Carr. And then I looked at it, I was like, hold on, I know this is Mick Cronin's brother, but what in the world does Mick Cronin's brother know? Like, is he talking, like, is Mick Cronin, like, texting his brother, like, at, you know, 9:45, like, hey, by the way, out of nowhere.
The more I thought about it, the more I thought that it was not true.
That's like, where like, I was with Josh.
Like, I very much at the start was like, oh my god, that's Dan Cronin. That's Mick's brother. He's got to know. But then
why are you guys saying that Dan Cronin wouldn't know?
Because it would just be
basketball circles.
He might be in basketball circles, but it would be an odd thing.
Of course,
like Mick Cronin to text him, like, hey, by the way, just heard Marcus Carr is going to Louisville.
Well, I mean, be a buddy.
I put together the
connections. Of Mick Cronin and
hey,
Mack not getting
Grossman?
Along.
Can I pause you? I didn't hear the entire 2 o'clock hour. Are you going to give recycled Grossman and Greer takes that you gave on the last hour of the V Show on this show?
No.
Like, I'm just wondering. Are you going into
the
reruns?
The only takes I really gave were like Marcus Carr stuff.
Okay.
And that just stuff that I already said.
Him as a player.
Yeah.
The two games that you saw. That's two more than the majority of the audience. Because why would I watch Minnesota basketball?
Except for the one time they beat
Diener, well, you the Patino effect.
Yeah, if Diener's not in the front row with a schmedium shirt on that says Gophers, I'm not watching. Or Louisville in the NCAA tournament. That's it.
Right. And Rick
that
Pitino
is it.
Behind Diener with a scarf.
If I am Minnesota minus 1.5 against Archie Miller in Indiana, then I was watching. That's it, though. I wasn't learning the player's name.
No.
I didn't want to know a player's name.
There was
name.
No reason to learn
the I wanted to know if the score was going to be 72-68, so I covered the 1.5, and we moved on, and I got my $8 back.
Boom, there you go.
Continue with your recycled take, Grossman.
But I thought about it, though, because, you know, Mick Cronin and Mac, when they were at Xavier and Cincinnati, did not like each other. Cronin, connected to Mick, is connected to Pitino, who does not like Louisville. So I thought that it was Dan Cronin maybe trying to play a joke on Louisville fans.
So you thought Dan Cronin was trying to be sly? That's not what I thought. I initially thought it was real,
but the more I thought about it, I thought it was
basketball circles, people are just texting each other that, hey, it looks like Louisville might pick up that. Hey, it looks like Louisville might pick up that Marcus Carr kid.
Yeah.
It reminds me, didn't A.J. Guyton do that with IU recently or with somebody? No, he did it with Kentucky and Adam Miller, did he not?
It was Adam Miller. It was Adam Miller.
Oh, Adam Miller is going to go to Kentucky.
I remember he backtracked on it. Adam Miller to Kentucky or something like that.
He took the tweet down.
Yeah, he took the tweet down. But I remember seeing that and like, oh, wow, they're going to get Adam Miller here pretty soon. And none of it ended up being true. I thought it was something like that. I didn't go as far into it as Grossman did with all the connections and inroads and everything. It's like, okay, how does he really know this? Do we believe Dan Cronin, brother of – now, if Mick Cronin put that out there, then everyone would pay attention. But just because he's the brother of Mick Cronin, I'm not going to buy that he has insider information. I'm just not. That's just me. So I felt better when I went to sleep.
I bought that he had loose lips. And I know that's an odd thing to say, but that's the only way that I can say it.
I wonder if Mick was embarrassed. If Mick Cronin saw that tweet and was embarrassed for his brother and be like, what are you doing? That makes me look bad.
Texas says Matt Jones is reporting that the LSU transfer will enroll at Kentucky. There you go. We just talked about that 10 minutes ago. Jack, look up the tweet. If that's true, I want you to read it, and we'll get the reaction, the predictable reaction from Strieble.
And I have a list today.
Let's see here.
All right, I got the tweet. Someone actually added us on a notification about it.
Well,
but
thank you for that.
Breaking. Yeah. Former LSU offensive lineman Dare Rosenthal will be attending Kentucky this fall. He will be enrolled in the school this fall. Sorry, back to vacation.
How about that? You know, yesterday when I said it was yesterday or the day before, I was like, you know, Kentucky, you know, just gets 4 stars kind of regularly now.
Here we go.
There's another one.
Kind of regularly.
Yeah, because I happened to look, we can save it for later, but I just happened to look at the transfers that both Louisville and Kentucky
accumulated.
I do have numbers.
We'll get to your numbers in the 4 o'clock hour today.
I have data, and one looks really good, and the other one. I'll let you decide. I'll let the folks decide.
Thank you, Fox News.
I'll just report.
Thank you,
they'll decide.
Thank you, Britt Hume.
Yeah, Britt Hume. Neil Cavuto.
Grossman, were you more of a Neil Cavuto guy, or a Britt Hume guy? I kind of want you to text your dad that and see. That's what I want.
Or Steve Ducey.
By the way, your dad was out at the old softball game last night, right?
Yes, he was.
There you go. How did you play? Good?
I was 0-for-2 of an RBI, so...
Yeah, so you had the ground out RBI. You had the pity RBI.
I had the pity ground out RBI. That's what it was.
But it does count.
It counts.
Fantasy baseball counts as an RBI.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what that is? A productive out.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a productive out.
Yeah,
baseball man.
And in the first at bat, I hit the ball. Damn, like this. I hit the ball hard, but it went right to the shortstop.
Okay, there you go.
A little hard hit.
Yes.
I love how you try to preface it with, I hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
There's no way for me to fact check that.
No, it's not.
You make it sound like you did this ungodly rip. You're like Biggio back in the day that you ripped it to the shortstop, but he made some great play like Derek Jeter threw across his body and nailed you
first
base.
Oh, no, it was very much a two-hop routine ground out that I made solid contact on. That's what it was.
You should have just went with, like, it was a rope, and he just made an athletic play.
I mean, if it was hit 2 feet to his left or right, he wouldn't have gotten it. Like, it was good contact. It just went right at him.
Texas says Crean keeps barreling in. Texas says Rosenthal committed to Kentucky. Texas says Rosenthal has committed guys to Kentucky.
Man, that's so. I mean, you got one of your tackles is going to be is a preseason first team All SEC player, and your other tackle is a 4-star from LSU. That's great. Bengals, Chris Rodriguez got me rubbing his hands together. I'm 1,000-yard back, baby. Let's go.
Texas says, Rummage looks like the guy who hits on your girl on spring break.
No. No, he just looks
like a more muscular Freddie Prince Jr.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
You know what?
Freddie Prince is handsome.
Jack Grossman has no idea who that is.
No.
I know he does. You have no idea who that is when I say that, right?
Freddie Prince Jr.
Yeah, because he was Freddie in the Scooby-Doo live-action movie. That's what I go to hell.
That's how you know him?
Yes.
Scooby-Doo?
When I say Buffy, do you know what that is?
Ooh. Wasn't that a TV show?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. He was married to Buffy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're still married or not, but they were married.
Texas says, does Big Rig know his name is Zadarius? Oh, that's been on every Kentucky blog. His name's Zadarius.
Just like Zadarius Smith?
Just like Zadarius Smith. Yeah. Hey, it's just like Zadarius Smith. Thank you.
Zadarius U. I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
I did. It was,
who put that out?
I don't remember.
Was that a Sea of Blue?
It was like last week.
Did Markham put that out?
No, it wasn't Markham.
Did Roland put that out?
I don't think it was Roland.
Okay.
I don't think. Okay. I don't think it was Roland, but it did see like
you
a Zadarius
You protected Markham
U.
pretty quick there.
Because I know it wasn't him. I know that for sure.
Texas says, Haley Van Lith will make more money off NIL than Rosenthal.
How about that?
Texas says all the talent for 6 wins, this dude still hasn't learned.
I'd rather have him than not have him. I'd rather have him than what you have, and we'll review it.
Texas says RBIs on outs baseball is communism.
It's not communism. It's a
productive
game.
Out.
It is a productive out. You got out, but you scored the run. It's all good.
Texas says Grossman's Cubs ended their losing streak last night, and he got an RBI. It was a big night for the kid. Yeah, in front of your pops.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he proud?
How did Ethan do?
Ethan was a little more spotty than normal at short last night. So that was
good. So you had to love that, him failing in front of your dad. That's great.
You're the favorite son.
I mean, it's the last thing you wanted was him to go 3-for-3.
That is true.
4 RBIs and make 2 plays in the field. Yep. What are you talking about? What a great night for you. The Cubs won. Dan Cronin became a story to provide content for your job the next day.
Yeah.
Your brother fails in front of pops. I mean, what a great moment for you.
Did you get an ice cream cone and Ethan didn't get anything?
Did you get a hot dog?
Something? Did your dad take you out for a Sunday?
No, we did not go out and get a Sunday. If I was still in Little League, I would have gotten a snow cone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas says, why is a kid leaving LSU if he's that good of a lineman? The rumor is the sticky icky.
Yeah. Had a little issue with that. Yeah. And so,
what was that noise?
I was trying to be diplomatic.
Well, because you know what I was thinking at the same time you went,
what?
I was thinking, I said sticky icky.
Yeah.
If I went to Grossman right now, how many different names could he give me for marijuana?
Oh, that's great.
I know it's great, but then you went, and then we just kind of all looked at each other, not knowing where to go.
We can still do that.
Do you want to do that?
Oh, see, there he goes off. I was wondering.
Well, no, I was writing the note in there, and then I heard.
Yeah, mix one in right now. Give me one.
Dope.
He said dope.
Weed. Grass.
Did you say grass?
Yep.
That's what Grandpa called it.
That one got me. I think he's almost out. I think he's nearly out right now. He's stammering. He hopes I move on to more Dyer Rosenthal. How do you say his
DeRay.
Name? DeRay. God bless.
So Zadarius, right, is the full
Zadarius.
Name?
Zadarius.
Right.
Yes, full
I'll
name.
I'll say Zadarius in the sports center.
Texas says it's not Zadarius, it's Reggie. Reggie Rosenthal.
Reggie Rosenthal. I like that.
Texas says, will Rosenthal be UK football's Olivier Saar?
No, I think he'll be much better than that. I think he's going to be just fine. Just fine.
Texas says Papa Grossman was beaming with pride over that ground out. Texas says a sticky icky what Strebel calls the mitt.
No. It's a terrible thing to text. No.
I want to show you one that I can't read on the air because I just want your reaction.
The bottom one?
The bottom one.
Whoa! Whoa! That's graphic. I wouldn't go that far on anybody.
That, wow, the chortle behind
that's a step too far for me.
Dan Cronin got fooled by
fake blanket
a fake blanket baker.
Yeah,
that happened last night.
That's the world we live in.
What a stupid summer it's been.
I woke up in a world where that was a reality. I don't know what to
think about that. Listen, if I were a Louisville fan last night, I totally would have fell for it.
If
I was a Louisville fan and I saw Dan Cronin put that out there, I would have went to bed feeling better about my chances of getting Marcus Carr.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind saying it. I really don't.
I'd be tweeting at Rutherford. I'd be tweeting at Maven.
Everybody.
We're going to be legit. Top 15.
Absolutely. I would have went to bed feeling good about myself.
And then you wake up in the morning and you realize what the story is. Goodness. And you just... This is going to be a roller coaster ride recruitment for Louisville fans. I did think every time they get their hopes up just a little bit.
Is it?
It just
no one's saying anything
crashes.
Other than Dan Cronin.
I know, but
like,
that was
like,
part of it.
There's no like good like firm rumors that are out there that I feel of at least. I could be wrong with that.
No, I agree with you. But when the news came out Monday or whenever it was, Louisville Twitter was abuzz with it. And then I think maybe just hints at Texas started to matriculate, and they came down to earth a little more, and you didn't hear about it. Then last night that happened, they go right back up to the top, back to the roller coaster hill, back to the top, and then you find out he got by fake blank, boom, crashes back down again. What's going to be the next thing? This is super interesting. Thank you, Marcus Carr.
If you want to be fooled by a fake account, who would it be? I want to dive into that. Grossman, as we go to break, can you give me one more nickname?
Nickname? Oh. Oh.
Yeah, we're not done with the bit. Yeah the bit, it just started, brother.
Yeah.
What'd I say? Hash. Pot. Yeah.
Hash pot, yeah. Just his voice saying it is so delightful.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Texture says extortion. 437-9680. That's an inside joke with the show. We'll take a quick break on the other end. We'll keep this nonsense going. Rosenthal, finally, that goes through. Whatever had to happen there goes through with Kentucky. Jeff Greer and Rob Doster had a conversation about Marcus Carr, Louisville, Texas. We can get to that as well. And I just have Jack's going to love. I want to get this stupid take off my chest at some point. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's your show.
I just want to ask a question. So we'll do that. 437-9680. Plus, Michael Avenatti was sentenced.
Back?
He was sentenced.
Oh, he's sentenced today.
Today it just came out right now. So we'll get to that next here on this Thursday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm sure that Quinn Slezinski reminds Rick Pitino of Luke Hancock.
And James Strebel.
Hells down, Jeffrey!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Well, Jack Harlow on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Grossman, do you like Jack Harlow? I'm just asking because I don't think I know the answer to that. Or do you not care?
I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Hey, it's a Thursday. You know what it is? I just knew that was the case.
Yeah.
It's a Wing Zone Thursday. Thank you to Adam and his staff dropping off some Wing Zone today to the ESPN Louisville Studios. You can try the ESPN Louisville special today. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Mention ESPN Louisville. That is good. 7 days a week. Plus, they have $9 lunch specials as well. The two locations, Hikes Point, the other, Poplar Level Road, the location at the Corey Center. So there you go. Wingzone.com. You can order online today. Wingzone.com. What was it? The CBS Sports Classic.
Classic, yes.
Kentucky got Ohio State, and you wanted UCLA.
Yes.
You said that off the air to me.
I would have liked to have played UCLA. They're going to be a top, three team in the country at the very least. And
Ohio State's going to be pretty good, though,
Ohio State's still going to be pretty good.
They got the big guy back, right?
Yeah, they got E.J. Liddell back, but losing Dwayne Washington Jr. takes them from probably a top five team to a top 15 team.
Which is still good. It's better.
It's a good win, but it's not UCLA, right?
Right,
it's
exactly.
Not Kentucky and UCLA, and Kentucky's number, you know, maybe 7 and UCLA's number 3.
Right, right now. Or number 1.
Yeah, maybe like, number 1, sure.
Yeah, and I saw some preseason polls like Kentucky flirting with the top 5, but UCLA firmly in that top 3 range. But I would have liked that a lot. Yeah, Ohio State's the second team I want to play. UNC was definitely in third place there. So I just, you know, what Hubert
is that the first time?
Going.
And I think that's the correct way you would view that if you're looking at that classic this year. But who would have thought that Carolina would be the last school?
Right.
In terms of, like, competitive fun game out of those
three.
Yeah,
and they got somebody today.
Dawson Garcia.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I thought. What else was I going to say I was going to bring up with you knuckleheads? Oh, the reason it came out, I mean, wasn't it last year they switched the game up? Did they not? Like
they did.
Like the Friday before? Did
yes.
they not do that the Friday before?
Yeah.
It was going to be Kentucky and Ohio State last year.
And they switched it to UCLA because of COVID protocol within conferences. I think.
Yeah. And then they ended up not playing UCLA at all.
Yeah, then they didn't play them at all. That's exactly right.
Because UCLA didn't start till what, December or afterwards?
Yep.
So I'm glad it's happening this year. And Ohio State, it'll be a competitive, fun game for sure.
437-9680. So there's a bunch of things that we could get to today that I still want to get to. Our hero is Dan Cronin. We have talked about him quite a bit. Just to add to the Marcus Carr conversation, Greer had Rob Doster on Field of 68, formerly NBC, mm-hmm. and good college basketball insider. Grossman, if we can we hear from Rob Doster talking about Marcus Carr, the what kind of player he is, and the recruitment there? What's going to happen at UofL?
Yeah, I think it probably ends up being Texas. I think it's just a little bit of a better fit in terms of going from a team that didn't make the NCAA tournament to being a team that has a real chance to win. I think win a national title this year. I think Texas is going to be absolutely loaded. They have a terrific front line, a whole bunch of transfers coming in because obviously that's what Spear does. But they're kind of lacking is a guy that can go out and make something happen in their backcourt, right? Like Evan Askew is there, and Kentucky fans, Louisville fans are going to be plenty familiar with him. And I'm just not sure he's quite ready to be the guy that's going to carry the load for a program like that. And as good as Courtney Ramey was, and as good as Andrew Jones was last season, neither of them are guys that you want to have with the ball in their hands. And that's really what Marcus Carr is. So it makes sense to me to go to Texas. It's just that team is going to be really, really, really good next year. But if you're just looking for somewhere to go to get the most possible shots, I mean, I think that's probably Louisville. And that's kind of what he does, right? Like he's a shoot-first gunner. And when he gets going, he can do things like put 35 points on anybody. We saw him have some absolutely massive blow-up games for Minnesota last season in the Big Ten. So if he's just looking for a place to go where he can get the most shots up possible, like Louisville could be the answer.
What do you guys make of that? That seems to be a little bit of what we've talked about.
Yeah.
If you want the most, Louisville has the most.
Right.
If you want to take a team from being a good team to an upper tier team that could contend for a national title, that's Texas. That seems to be consistent with what we've said.
For me, I guess I would say he's already had that experience at Minnesota that he would have at Louisville. Now, I think Louisville's better than Minnesota. I'm not saying that, Louisville's on the same level as Minnesota, but I'm saying where you're the first, second, third option and a gun, he already did that at Minnesota. Does he want to do that again? Or does he want to go to Texas and perhaps be a top five team, chance to win a national title? How important is that to him?
The averages go down.
Averages go down.
Texas, can Texas sell what at times Calipari has sold?
Right, and what Calipari's probably selling right now to Colby Colbert.
And that's not what Mac is selling. Listen, last year Cal had to sell, hey, Devin Askew, we need you to reclassify. We don't have a guard.
Yeah.
I mean, Cal has been, I don't want to say in the begging business, but he's been in the urgency business
sure. When
you talk about reclassifications and those sorts of things. So the other thing, I want to get to this at some point because Greer mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
When talking about Marcus Carr, and we were having fun with it. He was having fun with us,
sure. But
I can still get content out of it. How he said, should Louisville fans demand? And of course, it's a sports radio thing to do, to demand something,
right.
And probably somewhere we don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
Okay. I would say, while yes, we're being dopes there, it's not the fans and the media. it's the Louisville coaches.
Yeah.
Who I think have pretty much told you that they want to add somebody of substance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
it's not.
I don't think that's not creative. The Sidney Curry and the Marcus Carr stuff, and I am sure there are guys behind the scenes that we don't even know.
Oh,
of course, that the coaches are having conversations with that are out there. Who's the player from Oral Roberts, Jack? Because I know Jack's going to know.
He is going to know.
Well, one of their good players put their name in the portal. The other's going back to school.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I actually don't know this.
Oh, wow. I'm stunned. I'm shocked.
I'm stunned.
The college basketball encyclopedia got stunned.
My God.
Oh, Kevin O'Banner and Max Asmus. Those are the two.
Yeah.
There he
Max
goes.
Max went back to school.
Yeah, Asmus went back to school.
There you
and
go.
And O'Banner's in the portal.
And he's like 19. He's like 19 a game.
Yeah. So I mean,
he was more than that. He led the nation in scoring last year.
He
scored like 28, 29 a game.
I mean, free agency in college basketball is great. I need you to look up that he scored 28 a game.
Yes. I need
something crazy.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. I thought it was 19.
Woo.
You may have seen a 2 there
instead of a 1.
Chris Beard's coming for you.
Look,
I mean, you ready to back down on Chris Beard?
Not quite yet. There
you are.
24 and a half.
Okay. So split the difference.
Yeah.
We cut the baby in half. Who did that biblical? Was it Solomon?
King Solomon.
Yes. Yep.
King Solomon. He didn't actually do it. He just suggested
he was going
it.
To.
Yes. And then
there you go.
All right, there you go. And he's 19.3 for his career.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought I saw a 19, but again, last night, bourbon.
Yeah, it happens.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
If I didn't see it, I'm sorry I didn't know the Oral Roberts guy.
You get in the bourbon fog.
You don't know what's going
and
on.
And you see things, but you don't know the next day if it was real or not.
Grossman, you don't like bourbon. You come across as a guy who doesn't. Wow.
Yeah, I have not yet acquired that taste.
But your dad does.
Yes. Dad likes the bourbon.
I can see your dad liking some good bourbon.
That has to disappoint him.
High shelf.
Because Ethan Grossman doesn't come across as the bourbon drinker either.
No.
He's like, he'll drink it, but like he'll just drink anything.
Give me another nickname for marijuana, Jack. I know you see them on the text line.
Oh, I got to check the text line.
No, I'm not.
Reefer.
There you go. That was my next one.
You know
you
got to cut all these and put them together, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Texas says, who sounds more like a strip club DJ, Sweeney or Shannon the Dude?
Huh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good compliment.
Texas says, UK starting offensive tackles will be 6'7", 327, and 6'7", 336.
Oh, that's what you want, isn't it?
Texas says, I don't listen to Greer, but does he have Doster on every time he does radio? No, that's Jeff Borzello.
He has Borzello on a lot.
I will say this, though, off the Doster take. Wasn't, like, traditionally and historically, isn't Louisville supposed to be the one to where you add the one piece and that goes from top 15 team to top 5 team, and Texas is supposed to be the team that you add the one guys who can go nuts and pad his NBA stats and resume? Like, isn't that a bit of a flip there between Louisville and Texas?
Can't say that, Jack. That's not nice.
Yes.
That's mean.
Yes.
Don't. I got.
Yeah. Yes.
No, that's mean, Jack. No. Max, fine. It's fine. The program's fine. Stop being mean to Chris Mack. You got to be nice.
By the way, I have a gift for Strebel in all of this coming up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
I can't wait. I really can.
Champing at the bit, as they say.
I thought it was do you say champing?
It's champing.
It's okay, chomping at the bit.
No, it's not. Champing. It's champing.
Champing?
It's
champing.
Yep, look it up. It's champing. Right. That's what a horse does with a bit in its mouth.
What do you do with a bit in your mouth?
Gag.
Save that. Why would you say that?
I don't know. Answer the question.
That's what I would do. Oh, goodness. 437-9680. Grossman, before we take a break here, give me a small update on the softball shenanigans last night.
We lost 20-5. And
not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No. We've played better defense the last two games.
There you go.
And we covered the spread of 24.5. So we've done
nice.
That 2 weeks in a row.
All right.
Despite scoring 5 total runs the last 2 weeks. And all 5 of them coming, you know. last week. But Nick actually just posted the standings, but it's some blurry-ass photo that I can't read.
Of course it is. It's Nick's third burner because he left his other two in his girlfriend's car, and he dropped the other one in Bob and Darlene's toilet. Yeah. So, yes, go ahead. He's down to his fourth phone that he's getting illegally through somebody.
It has candle wax all
over. We actually get 5 points for the standings for every game that we show up and play and lose. So nice. I think we're not in last place.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Wow. Congrats,
I mean, that's
guys.
So pity. I mean, that's like a girl talking to us in high school. It's such a pity move. I don't like any part of that.
Yeah, let's be friends.
So who played well? I mean, you told me that no one played terribly, which is, of course, not good for content.
Who is the star? Was there a star last night?
Greer went 2 for 2.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There we go.
That's a star.
Yeah, he's a star.
Yeah, that's the star,
Greer was probably the star. He went 2 for 2, and he made a couple really nice catches in left field.
Wait, can I pause you for a second? Greer went, you guys are terrible.
Yes.
And Greer's terrible. But he went 2 for 2 and had 2 nice plays in the field. You didn't want to say Greer's name. Like that's all that I can think it is for Grossman. Because for you guys, that is easily the runaway MVP.
That is
Albert Pujols. That is Sammy Sosa with the corked bat. Yes. Like, I don't know what that is. 80 home runs, Barry Bonds. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Intern Ty did almost peg a runner coming home, though.
Does anyone know Ty's last name?
Hold on, he told me yesterday. Oh, Ty White! Yes!
He told me yesterday. Texas says, "Boy, I can't read that one. I can't read that
one." Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I mean, you know what you said. The bit in the mouth thing.
I know.
I can't read any of these.
I know. Well,
I can't read any of them.
I had
so there we go.
The question.
I know you did.
And it was honest truth.
There's mitt talk. There's not much I can say. Yeah. Give me another nickname, Grossman.
Hash.
You've already done that one.
Damn. Dank.
That's delightful.
It is.
It really is.
I can't wait to hear these tomorrow on the mixtape. He's going to be a star. We're going to make you a star, Grossman.
Just sprinkle all those.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not going to be comfortable. But,
I think it'll work, though.
It's probably going to happen. that's just it. Oh, I want to do this on the other end. Let's take a quick break. I want to do something with Ennis.
Oh, yeah,
Blanket Baker. And then we got to get to your big controversy, and I have a gift for Strieble. So we'll do that next, 437-9680. 2 more hours to go on this Thursday.